We all have that person in our lives who, when a need arises for charity or from a natural disaster, for example, and the call for financial help is made, responds with, "Charity begins at home." That's their less than graceful, but, well, for them, self-comforting way of saying that they don't care. That response of charity begins at home, that's wrong in two ways. First, it's duties and responsibilities that begin in your home. This is what we read in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, we're taught, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." While we're at it, let's go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 19. "Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter toward them." And for equal time, there's 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11. "Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things." Second, the place you live in, that's just a temporary residence. Your eternal home is in heaven. Here's how Jesus addresses this truth in John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." The fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians focuses on our heavenly dwelling and begins with this in verse 1. "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent," meaning our bodies, "is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Now that we have established all that, let's go back to the subject at hand, giving, and yes, I hear them too, the ones who say that the economy is tough for them, so what can they give that'll make any difference? Well, it might seem like a little to you, it can mean much more to someone else, as Jesus teaches in Mark chapter 12, verses 42 through 44, "Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites," which make a quadrant. "So he," meaning Jesus, "called his disciples to himself and said to them, 'Assuredly,'" and when Jesus says assuredly, that's when you really listen, "I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." What about when it comes to giving to the one who teaches you in the Word, with truth and with love and with accuracy, with honesty? Are you one of those who says, "Oh, come on, look at that place. All they have, what more do they need?" Or maybe you say, "Well, that's their job." Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 addresses that. Reading here, "Let him who was taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." I mean, there's no problem with that concept in the secular world, is there? We call it tuition. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 28 warns against procrastination when it comes to giving. "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come back, and tomorrow I'll give it to you,' when you have it with you." It's also important to remember that when we give to a person or a cause, it's not with the expectation that we're going to receive financial riches in return. We've all seen that televangelist that promises, "If you send me $100, God will bless you with $1,000. Praise him." No, it doesn't work that way. Nowhere in the Bible is there a connection between following God's word and receiving financial wealth and blessings. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 for just one example of what I just referred to. "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Let's wrap up with a few foundations when it comes to giving. This is what Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. "But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly." And then there's this from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14. "Whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain."